Today, I'm going to quickly share about 7 ways to be a more attractive person. Hallelujah. 7 ways to be what? A more attractive person. Because if you're going to attract a spouse, then you have to be attractive. Am I correct? I'm not hearing you. Am I correct? I need to feel more energy. Am I correct? So, one of the things that happens to young people is that they confuse beauty and attraction. They confuse beauty and attractiveness. In scripture, the Bible talks about both. Let's go to Proverbs 31, I think verse 30. Proverbs 31, verse 30. Maybe you give me an NIV. Give me an NIV. 7 ways to be a more attractive person. Hallelujah. Okay. It says, or give me the version that said beauty fades. This fleeting. I don't want English that we need to be explaining. Hallelujah. So, it says, charm is deceitful. Charm is attractiveness. Is charisma. Is that quality in somebody that just makes you drawn to them. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? That there are some people, have you found out there are some people that you are just drawn to? Whenever people enter a room, a church, a community, a house, there's someone in that house that everybody is more drawn to than others. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Have you noticed it before? So that is attractiveness. It is different from beauty. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So the Bible says, addresses both of them. It says, charm is deceitful. You can go back to Normal King James if you can't find what I'm saying. It says, charm is deceitful and beauty is fleeting. Or one version says, beauty fades. There are two different things. Charm is that quality of attractiveness. Beauty is physical attributes. So what has happened most times is that all young people and even old people, everybody is trying to be beautiful and most are not trying to be attractive. This is why you can be beautiful and still not attract the right people. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? You know there are many beautiful people that are not married. Are you getting what I'm saying? But it's hard to see an attractive person that stays single for long. Because the quality of attractiveness attracts people. You can be beautiful and people are afraid of you. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So there are two different qualities. Beauty is talking about your physical attributes, while attractiveness is talking about your mental, emotional personality. So there are some people that if you look at them at first sight, they might not be striking in how they look. But the moment you start to talk with them or have any close contact with them, you will find out there's something that draws you to them. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? And this thing I'm sharing today, whether you're single or married, is important. Because even when you're married, you want to continue remaining attractive to your spouse. Are you getting what I'm saying? Attractiveness never goes. That's why if you see in that scripture, they say beauty fades. They didn't say attractiveness fades. And the two are not bad. Both of them are good. The Bible didn't condemn it. The Bible was just describing that the problem with beauty is that because it's based on physical attributes, it can fade. And if you get what I'm saying, no matter who you are, as you get older, certain of your physical qualities will start to change. It's natural. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So that one can fade. So if you marry somebody because of just their physical beauty, if they get pregnant and give birth to 3 children straight, most times their physical features don't remain the same. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? If you marry somebody because of how beautiful they are, if they start eating and eating and eating, most women do that to us. When you find a young man, you marry a woman, she will give you food. Your figure will not change. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? She will give you fufu at night. Fufu is full. You also be full. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So physical attributes can change, but attractiveness can remain forever. You can be 100 years old and still be attractive. So whether you're married or not, this message is important to you, because I've seen many marriages that the woman or man was beautiful at the beginning or even attractive at the beginning, but they lost it with time. And 10 years into the marriage, the man no longer finds you attractive. The woman no longer finds you attractive. It's those are the things that lead to divorce. You don't like the person again. Are you getting what I'm saying? So whether you're single or married, you need to know that attractiveness is important, whether you're single or not. So there's beauty, they say it fades. There's charm. What they said about charm is that it can deceive. They didn't say it's bad, and they didn't say it fades. They only said the challenge with attractiveness is that you can be attracted to somebody that is not even good for you. But today, that's not the topic. The topic is just you developing your attractiveness so that you can even be attracting people. It's from the people you attract that you will pick. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So say with me, 7 ways to be a more attractive person. So do we understand the difference between beauty and attractiveness now? So most businesses focus on beauty products. They are very rich because they are doing hair, doing makeup, doing lipstick. They are focusing on beauty, which is not bad, but I wish more people can focus on attractiveness. There are many people that they paint. You still can't talk to them for 5 minutes. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? There are some people, they have muscle. They are trying to be physically fit, but you still can't engage them. So what I want to teach you today are 7 qualities that will make you a more attractive person. Who wants to be a more attractive person in the house? See, even if you're a business person, you want to be the most attractive business in your industry. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you are married already, you still need to be attractive to your husband, though. Hey! You still want to be attractive to your husband, even 10 years. We've been married for about 17 years, me and my wife, and I still find her very attractive. I still told her today that you are so fine. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? It can, your love should get stronger with time. And you see, it's not beauty that makes that happen, because she's not physically the way she was. In fact, that is a long story. I don't know whether I should enter it. When we're dating, my only concern that time was that I felt she might put on weight. I felt that she was even a bit on the big side when we're dating. That was my only concern. I liked everything about her, except that I felt she looks like she's big. And all this while, when we've all thought that a fine girl is a slim girl. Hope you know that all the things you call beautiful and all these things, it was programmed. You were not born like that. I hope you know. Young people, I hope you know. Because there are many young people that have missed who they should marry because he's not tall enough. You know he's not tall enough. Girls, you know he's not tall enough now. If you ask the average girl, what are the qualities you want in a man? A man, they're tall. Who will marry all the short people? And why do you want tall? You have been programmed. You have been programmed to like tall. Some of you have been programmed to like yellow girls. Some of you have been programmed. See, everything you claim you like physically, you were programmed to like it. Are you getting what I'm saying? So we too, as young boys that time, we were programmed to think slim is better. You see, that's why your experience before marriage and your experience inside marriage are different. Young people, that's why you must always get counsel and talk to married people. There are things we will tell you that you can't know from where you are. If you are going to buy a car, your experience of that car is from outside. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you go to a car showroom and you want to pick a car, you usually will pick the car you like from outside. But your experience of that car will be from inside. Somebody's not getting what I'm saying. When you buy the car, the outside won't matter to you again. It's other people that are looking at the outside. You, most your relationship with that car is always from where? The inside. So if the AC is not working, other people are saying, oh, this car is so fine. You are sweating. Your experience is from the inside. You are the one that is seeing that her mouth is sharp. Outside, they are saying her lips are so fine. You know that lips can cut. I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. So young people don't realize that. So me, I almost missed this fine girl because I thought she was big. Today, She tells me that now today I think I like her more than I liked her then. And she would tell me, you can clap if you're clapping, thank you. And she would tell me that she's physically bigger now than she was then. I'll say it's not true. Because I literally can't see that she's, to me now, she's finer. Because when you start experiencing someone, you actually see beyond those little things. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? What's the essence of a very fine sports car that does not move? It's a fine girl, but no sense. It's a fine boy, but no character. Are you getting what I'm saying? So there's a big difference between beauty and attractiveness. And no matter how many years you have been married, you still need to stay attractive to your husband or wife. There are many marriages that break 10 years into the marriage, 20 years into the marriage, 30 years into the marriage. A popular person, Bill Gates, divorced at 27 years of marriage. What can happen is that you can actually get to the stage where you are no longer attracted to the person you are married to. So, single or married, you need to be attractive. So, beauty, physical qualities, attractiveness involves emotional, mental, and your general personality. Praise God. So, 7 ways to be a more attractive person. Number one, if you are going to be attractive, you must develop a healthy self-esteem. You must develop what? I can't hear you. I need more energy. You must develop what? A healthy self-esteem. If you are going to be attractive, it means you must be confident in who God has made you to be. That's the summary of what self-esteem is. Your self-esteem, that word self means self, of course, you know the meaning. Esteem means your worth or the sense of worth that you have of something. So what self-esteem means is the value you place on yourself. What value do you place on yourself? If you are going to be attractive, you must have a very healthy value of yourself. You must have a high value of yourself. A healthy self-esteem. Why is it important to have a good value of yourself? Because how you see yourself determines how people see you. Numbers chapter 13, verse 33. There's a spiritual principle here that many have never seen. DJ, do you have it? He said, there, the children of Israel went to spy the land. He said, there we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak that came from the giants. And we were like what? I can't hear you. We were like what? We were like grasshoppers where? In our sight. And what happened next? So are we in their sight. It's a spiritual principle. How you see yourself is how people will see you. Did you notice it there? It's not the people that first saw them as grasshoppers. They saw themselves as grasshoppers. And they said, so those people too began to see us as what? If you see yourself as a house help, they will see you as a house help. If you see yourself as a queen, they will see you as a queen. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? It's a spiritual law. How you see yourself determines how people will what? See you. Hallelujah. You must have a healthy self-esteem. That's confidence in who God has made you. The challenge with many people is that we're trying to build our self-esteem on other things except God. Please don't ever build your self-esteem on something outside of God. Don't build it on your material possessions. Are you here, somebody? Because of the bag you have. I pity runs girls a lot, Pastor Dara. So they will sleep around to buy LV bag. Somebody has low self-esteem. So she wants a bag to get high. So she will now demote herself more to buy bag to increase her self-esteem. Then after you have one bag, you now find out that you can't have one bag. Somebody get what I'm saying? Because if you have one bag, after you use it, everybody will know the bag. You need another bag. It's a bondage. Are you getting what I'm saying? You are removing self-esteem to get more self-esteem. It's not going to work. Never tie your value to any material thing. Jesus Christ said, man's life does not consist of the things he possesses. Just because you don't have a car doesn't mean you are less of a man. Just because you don't have new shoe doesn't mean you are less of a man. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Don't tie your self-worth. There are many men that are not confident to talk to a woman because you are looking at your how you dress. Where you are is temporary. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Don't focus on where you are. Focus on where God says you are going. The promise is more important than any possession. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Let your confidence come from God. When I proposed to my wife, I married my wife, I had nothing. I didn't look like this at all. And I've told men, when you go and meet women, don't talk with fear and inferiority complex. Don't say, manage me, or, you know, I don't have anything. Don't talk like that. She can see you don't have anything. Don't re-emphasize the poverty or the lack. It's the mistake many men make. You gotta meet a very fine girl. You know, women are dreamers. No matter where women are dreaming of a perfect life. It's a gift God gave them, the gift of fantasy. So you now come there, say, hey, manage me. You know, there's the economy of Nigeria. Are you the minister of finance? What concern you? Say, the economy is somehow now in the nation. Thank you, Commissioner of Finance. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? No, go there and say, this is what God said. That we will go around the world. That we will do this around the world. That we will have... Say what God... See, people can contest your present. They can't contest your future. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? If your present is not pleasant, talk about your future. Don't go there and say, see me. Oh. No. Tell her, don't see me like this. Oh. Don't look me like this. Oh. Ah! If you see the vision I have, ask my wife. I told her that time that I will fly you all over the world business class. I had never seen airport that time. But today it has happened. I fly around the world business class. Is somebody getting it? But I said it that time when there was nothing. Have a healthy self-esteem. The reason why some of you are not attractive is because everybody can see poverty on your body. Not the physical poverty, but the mental poverty. The mental poverty is worse than the physical poverty. Because you know sometimes even rich people don't wear expensive clothes. So sometimes it's not the physical, it's the mental. Every time they talk, the way you answer everything, the way you prize everything. Low self-esteem. You enter one place, you see one watch, 500,000. You say, God forbid. Don't say that. When you enter there and they tell you the price, tell them, I'll be back. I'm coming back. I might not buy it today, but I'm coming back. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? A healthy self-esteem. Young girl, stop going to the mirror and insulting yourself and insulting your maker. Girls do that a lot. You go and stand in the mirror and say, see me, nothing. I don't have anything. See my long neck. See pimples everywhere. No, the Bible says you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying? See, somebody will like you the way you are. He says, see my K-leg. Somebody will like that K-leg. Are you getting what I'm saying? That your big nose, somebody will like it. Trust me. That your big eyeball, somebody will like it. One lady said she thought she had big eyeballs. It used to make her feel very shy. It used to make her have low self-esteem. And finally, she married one very tall, handsome pastor. And later, as they got married, she now asked the man, so what did you even like about me? The man says, is that your eyes? That your big eyes is what I like. So that thing you are criticizing every day in front of the mirror, somebody will like it. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? God doesn't make trash. I say God doesn't make trash. You are God's masterpiece. Everything God makes is beautiful. That's the thing about it. It will be fine to somebody. The issue is that you want to be fine to everybody. You are not for everybody. The person that will love you will like that feature in your body. You say, I'm too short. He will like you like that. You say, I'm too tall. He will like you like that. You say, I'm too fat. He will like you like that. Our world is now making people feel that if you are plus size, you are not fine. That to be fine, everybody must be slim. It's a programming we have. From cartoon, all the stars are slim. Then we watch teenage movie, everybody's slim. We watch musical video, all the dancers are slim. You watch beauty pageant, all the winners are slim. You watch fashion show, all the models are slim. So we're all walking about looking for slim people. Even in this Nigeria, that all our food is heavy, yam, fufu. And we want to be slim. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Have a healthy self-esteem. Value yourself. It must be tied to God, because it must be tied to something that can't change. If it's tied to your position as head of ushering, the day they remove you, you will feel you are nothing. Oh, I don't know if somebody's getting what I'm saying. Don't tie it to position. Because the day they remove you, you think I'm nothing. You are something. It's not the position that makes you. It's you that makes the position. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Don't tie it to my possession. Don't tie it to people's opinion. Because people like you, just like I say, woe unto you when all men speak well of you. You are tying your esteem to what people are saying. Look, people don't matter. People can change their mind. People are not God. Some people, you are seeking their opinion and approval. Even though they don't like themselves. And you are waiting for them to like you. You post something on Instagram and looking for who will like it. It doesn't matter. Like your own picture. Oh, somebody didn't get what I said. I said, like your own picture. It's you and God that matters. And God already likes you. He said, you are the apple of his eyes. If God likes you, it doesn't matter if Bomboy doesn't like you. If God likes you, it doesn't matter if Jane doesn't like you. If God likes you, that's all that matters. The most powerful being on the earth is in love with you. And you're worried that one boy wants to break your heart. He can only break himself. He can't break your heart. Because you are God's masterpiece. Are you getting what I'm saying? Your esteem must be tied to something that can't shift. And that is God's love. It can't be tied to material things. It can't be tied to how well you're doing today. Because life always has its ups and downs. But you see, when you put your eyes on who God says you are, your esteem remains on the same level, no matter what. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So, 7 ways to be a more attractive person. Number 1 is have what? Healthy self-esteem. Number 2, if you're going to have a healthy, if you're going to be a more attractive person, you must be joyful and friendly. You must be what? Joyful and friendly. Some of you are too serious. You are too what? Serious. Some of you can't even laugh. You think laughing is ungodly. You know there are people that can't laugh in church. They say, how can we come to church and we're laughing? Even God has a sense of humor. Are you getting what I'm saying? There's a part laughter has. So be happy, be joyful. There's something about it. Have you noticed whenever there's a joyful person, everybody is drawn towards that person. Nobody is drawn to the person that frowns. If you are going to be attractive, be a joyful and friendly person. Don't be that kind of person that they have to shake you and force you to even say one thing. They have to shake you and force you before you even offer an ordinary smile. They have to shake you, even to laugh. You be joyful. People are drawn to people that are joyful. There's something. Do you know joy? Having joy is like medicine. The Bible said, a merry heart doeth good like what? Medicine. It brings healing. It keeps you younger. You look fresher. Are you here, somebody? Some of you are too serious. You're carrying the whole of Nigeria's problem in your head. The souls are perishing. And we are here laughing. My brother, whether you laugh or not, souls will still perish. Are you getting what I'm saying? Jesus himself that came to die for all the souls, he was attending weddings. Oh. And when their wine finished, he supplied more wine. Oh. He said, this party cannot end. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? He said, this party cannot end. He was always having fun, always relaxed, always interacting. Be joyful and be friendly. Learn how to communicate. When people talk to you, don't give one line answer. How are you? Fine. You just face your front. Because see, if God is going to do it, he will do it. What you don't realize is that God can be pointing people in your direction and you are the one driving them with your strong face. Some of you need to go and look at the mirror and see how your smile looks like. Some of you think you are calling smile, still frown. In your mind, you are smiling, but how it looks outside, still are you. You are still squeezed. Go and check if that smile is from, is showing, that inside is showing outside. Are you here, somebody? Be joyful and be friendly. can you carry out basic conversation? Don't answer one line. How are you? Fine. Just face your front. What's the time? 4:30. Just face your front. Mm-mm. If a guy comes to you and said, what's the time? Say 4:30. Are you in a rush somewhere? Because many of you think it's easy for men to approach women. Many men are terrified. That's why they start from irrelevant questions. Like, how can I get to so-and-so junction? What's the time? Did you get the scripture they said? He's trying to get conversation. But you're answering 1:1. No. Yes. No. Pastor Dara, that's why that woman that Jesus met by the well had 5 husbands. In fact, 6 husbands. She was good at conversation. How can somebody have 6 husbands? You have not gotten one. There's something they know. Are you here, somebody? That woman know how to flirt. She was a very flirtatious woman. Jesus came and said, give me water. I said, you Jews, maybe you don't drink water from Samaritan. Why are you looking for water from? She started conversation. In her mind, she thought she had seen husband number 7. Because they said, this fine man. Say, you came to fetch water. Where is your fetching pay? How do you want to fetch water? She knew how to talk. Some women, it's only women you talk to. When you reach front of men, you keep quiet like robot and stand straight. Ask questions. She asked Jesus, the woman asked Jesus, you came to fetch water. Where is your fetching pay? Jesus now say, if you know who is asking you, he said, who are you? Tell me about yourself. She was having a conversation. She has 6 husbands. My brother, some people are looking for one. Somebody has achieved 6 and still searching. Still searching. 6. She even knew where to be. If she met Jesus by the well and Rebecca met Isaac's servant by the well, guess where people are meeting husband? At the well. You don't go to the well. You're always at home. If you're on social media and you're not socializing, you're wasting time. Online is the new mainline. You're online, they post something, you don't go and comment. You look at it, you make the comment in your mind and you scroll past. You are by the well. When they make a post, write something. Somebody will see that comment. See, somebody needs to even know you exist before they can like you. You are praying and praying and praying. The person that wants to marry you doesn't even yet know you exist. So you must make him know you exist. Or make her know you exist. You follow some pages. When they write something, repost. When they write something, make a comment. Oh, that I was blessed. Oh, I was thinking about this yesterday. Oh, this is what happened. Write that thought. You know, most time you have the thought in your mind. You don't just put it down. Some of you have social media page. You have never posted. You only post scripture. My dear, post your picture. Leave scripture. Post your picture. We will not marry scripture. It's you who want to marry. Are you here, somebody? You only post scripture every day. Post your picture. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Because men look on the outward. Post your picture. One of my daughters in America just got married a few weeks ago. One of my correct daughters. She's based in the U.S. in Texas. Very nice girl. She has been my daughter for many years. Very good daughter. And we have all been believing God for her to get married and all that. So one day, one big worship artist from Nigeria went to somewhere in America to minister in her church. So she attended the service and she did a video of the ministration and she posted it. You see, if you are eating, post it. If you are strolling, post it. Social, let people know you are alive. Online is the new mainline. The way they have well that time, where people were meeting husband, that's how social media is. You can meet people. I'm not saying you should go and start searching for husband, but I'm saying anywhere young people are interacting, interact. They are doing youth fellowship, you don't come. They are doing prayer meeting, you don't come. That's where people will see you. You can't stay in your house and keep praying, oh Lord, do it, do it. God says, I can't do it if you don't go out. If your roof break and man enter, on your bed, will you marry that man? So how will your prayer come to pass if you don't go to the well? Let me tell your neighbor, go to the well. So, that my daughter videoed a part of the ministration and posted it and tagged the worship minister on the story. So the worship minister, most of us, we do those things. When somebody tags us somewhere, we just repost. The worship minister just reposted the video. Then the guy was also following the worship minister. He saw the repost. He said, who is this girl that they reposted her video? He now went to her page, saw her, liked her. Thank God she had her picture, not only scripture. And they began to chat that, oh, did you attend the program? Now, they found out both of them were living in the same state in America. If not for social media and reposting one thing, they wouldn't have known. That's how they started chatting. Today, they are married. They met from post and repost by the well of social media. Are you here, somebody? So be friendly, be joyful, interact. Talk to people. Talk to people. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Number three, because the Bible says he that must have friends must show himself friendly. Thank you. Number three, if you want to be a more attractive person, find your purpose. Find what? Men and women of purpose are always attractive. Are you here, somebody? That's what you don't realize. Men and women of purpose are always what? Those of you that have, when you see a footballer that has found purpose, when Ronaldo or Messi enters the stadium, you will see 90,000 people shouting for one person. Why? Because he has found his purpose. You will be super attractive if you find why God put you on the earth. A fish looks very attractive inside water. If you bring it on land, it will be struggling. It will become pepper soup. But inside water in his purpose is very beautiful. Is moving and enjoying. Find your purpose. Beyond marriage, what are you here on the earth for? What do you love to do? Is somebody getting what I'm saying? When I was looking for a wife that time, I met some people. We didn't enter a relationship, but just people I found, nice girl. There was one particular one, I was trying to become a friend, talk to her, but she didn't have my time. She didn't always have my time. Some years later, I was now married, now on TV, preaching about marriage. She now sent me a message. It's you. You've forgotten me. You see, I now look attractive to her because I was in my purpose. The only difference was that I was already married. When you're in your purpose, people that think they don't have your time, they will have your time. Everybody likes somebody that is thriving in their purpose. Find your purpose. There's somewhere. The Bible said the gift of a man makes room for him. And brings him before what? Great men. There's something that you, if you find that thing you are good at, success has a way it makes you attractive. If I say mention all the 10 popular people, you know, you find that they are all people succeeding at what they do. It's beautiful when you find your what? Purpose. So number one is what? I can't hear you. Number one is what? Healthy self-esteem. Number two is what? I can't hear you. Be joyful and friendly. Number three is what? Find your purpose. What do you really like to do? What are you called? Instead of chasing husband, chase your dream. Instead of chasing a man or a woman, chase your dream. When you chase your dream, the Bible said the path of the just is as a shining light. It shines brighter and brighter. On the path of your blessing, on path of your destiny, all your blessings are lined up there. Are you getting what I'm saying? Everything you are praying for is lined up on the path of your destiny. Hallelujah. Number four, mental development. Develop your mind. If you want to be attractive or you want to be a more attractive person, please build your mind. Build your mind. How can you be a young person and you don't read books? You don't read books. You don't read books. Reading automatically makes you super attractive. In a class, during exam period, who are the most attractive people in the class? I'll say it again. In an exam hall, in a class, when exam is 2 weeks, in 2 weeks' time, who are the most attractive people in the class? The brilliant students, am I correct? They might not be the most beautiful. Or the most handsome, but they are the most attractive. Because exam has come. They are the ones that will tell you where to read. They are the ones that will do last minute tutorials. Are you getting what I'm saying? Mental development makes you attractive. The Bible says wisdom makes the face of the wise to shine. Ecclesiastes 1:8. Ecclesiastes chapter 8 verse 1. It said wisdom makes the face of the wise to shine. There's a way your face will shine when you are wise. When you are the person that knows. You might not know everything about something, but know something about everything. Please read Wide and Wild. You're a young girl. You see them playing football. You're never interested. It's only Z-World you follow. Learn football a bit. If you have brothers, you see them watching. Ask them, say, who is Ronaldo? Who is Messi? Who is Man City? You know, who is Arsenal? Why are people always laughing at Arsenal? Ask them all those things. Ask them. Sit down and say, that person scored. Why did they cancel the goal? They'll say it's offside. What do they mean by offside? They say it's because they learn those simple things. One day, you will go somewhere and boys will be talking and you will drop one word and say, hey, boy, it's not really offside. They say, hey, you know ball? You say, yes, I know ball. They say, come and sit down. It will make you the most attractive person there. Develop your mind. Young people today don't read, don't learn. Everything we do is TikTok. If you are not dancing, you can't teach young people anything today. The only way young people learn is like this. That's the only way young people learn. If you are not dancing, you can't teach them anything. Everybody is a TikTok dancer. Please still read books. And even if you are going to watch things on YouTube and other, watch educational and educative material. Not only Z World and all these things that are just play. Watch things that engage your mind. There's something about a man or a woman that is very intelligent. It makes you attractive. One of the things I love about my wife is how smart she is. And I tell her all the time, before I met her, I'd never met a woman that smart. And I kid you not, and I'm not saying it because she's here. Most men, you don't realize, one of the major needs you have as a man is mental stimulation. At the beginning, you are more interested in how aroused she can get you. But as time goes on, you are focusing. That's why my wife said, your shape can attract a man. It takes being sharp to keep a man. My mentor and professor emeritus, Solomon David, is one of those I learned from seriously. It's Professor Emeritus Solomon David in the Bible. You know Solomon David? Professor Emeritus. He's a professor. I call him Professor Emeritus because he has done research that even Harvard has not done. You know, Harvard is one of the biggest schools for research. But even Harvard has not researched having 1,000 women in your life at the same time. But Professor Solomon David did that research. He had 1,000 women in his life. And it wasn't digital age. So not that he could send broadcasts. He couldn't send broadcasts. He couldn't send the bulk mail. He was talking to these women one by one physically. 1,000. This means if he sees you today, your next appointment. Assuming he's seen one a day. If he sees you, your next appointment is in the next 3 years. He said, thank you, Belinda. It was nice hanging out with you. See you. Your next date is October 5th, 2026. And after his research with 1,000 women, he came up with one of the biggest theories. He said, a beautiful face on an empty head is like putting a gold ring on a pig's snout. Did you get that? After he dated 1,000 women, because he dated all types, he dated short, dated fat, dated fine, dated all different tribe, he came out and said, look, put a beautiful head, a beautiful face on an empty head is like putting a gold ring on a pig's snout. That means it's useless, it's wasted. See, your beauty is something they give you, but having sense is something you acquire. Oh, somebody didn't get what I said. Your beauty, they dash you, but having sense, you have, so when you don't have sense, it's your fault. You can't blame anybody. Can't blame Nigeria. There's information online. So one of the things I love the most about my wife, that's why I said I'm still very attracted to her today, because she's just a wealth of knowledge. She's just too smart. I remember those days when we're still dating. I've always been one of the cool uncles. You know, in every street, in every community, they have those cool uncles. How many of you know what I'm talking about? They are the uncle that all young children like because they are fun, they are interesting, they are not boring like your other uncles that are always correcting you every time. This uncle is the uncle that will groove with you. So I was the cool uncle. And all the young children will greet me, Uncle Kingsley, good morning, good afternoon. cool uncle. I used to ride power bike. Daughter says, all the children love me. You know, if you have seen my video with that music star, he mentioned I used to ride my bike. I was the coolest uncle. So one day, when my wife were dating, my cool uncle career was about to be destroyed. Some young children from primary school or secondary school or so in the neighborhood, they gave them assignments in school. They didn't know it. Those days, Google and Co. were not common. So they came to ask me. They came from my house. Say, Uncle Kingsley. I said, yes. They said, what's GMT? My cool uncle career was about to be over. GMT. This was many years ago. I had no clue. Now, I knew I see GMT everywhere, but I didn't know what it meant. I didn't know what the GMT means. It was many years ago. I said, this will can't disgrace me. I said, Uncle, what is GMT? They gave us assignment and we said, hey. I just picked my phone. I said, wait. I just picked my phone and called my wife. I said, honey, what's GMT? And she just told me, it means this. And that was very regular practice in our dating life, even today in our married life. Anything I don't know, if I ask Google, I ask her. She literally knows something about everything. It's rare to ask her the meaning of a word and she doesn't know it. One day, we were in Cyber Cafe. Some of you are too young to know what Cyber Cafe is. But those days, internet is not everywhere. And so everybody goes to one place where somebody has bought mast and puts internet. So we all come there to browse. So it's called Cyber Cafe. Some of you are too young to know. You know Cyber Cafe now. And this will be too young. They can't know Cyber Cafe. Ask your uncle when you reach home. So we were in Cyber Cafe doing something. And then somebody now found one word that they need to use for something. And it's all those words that they use in English, but it's a French word. You know, there are many words like that we use in English, but it's French. So they now mentioned the word, and nobody knew the meaning in the whole Cyber Cafe. Now, before the person asked the meaning of that word, you know, there were a lot of guys in the Cyber Cafe, a few ladies, but a lot of guys. One girl entered. She wore skimpy clothes, you know, those tight things, everything was showing. She entered. All the guys' eyes turned when she entered. She entered and sat down. When they now asked that question, everywhere was quiet. And my wife from nowhere just, it means this thing. When she now says something smart, everybody's eyes turned again. The first one, they turned because of somebody's shape. But the second time, they turned because somebody's sharp. One will last more than the other. That girl that dressed like this, I'm sure by now, she can't wear those things she wore. But this fine girl, this smart girl, she's even smarter now. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is how to stay attractive. What have you read in the past this year? What new knowledge have you encountered? Every time you open your mouth, people should say, wow. They should say, wow. Where are you learning this thing from? Knowledge always makes you attractive. When you know something somebody doesn't know. All the people that have a lot of followers and all that, go and check. They are saying something, teaching something that people are gaining from. What new thing do you know? When people encounter you, do they learn something new? Develop your mind, read, learn, interact with other smart people. When somebody uses a word that you don't know, ask them the meaning. When you are reading a book and you see a word you don't know, quickly Google it and check the meaning. It makes you smart. It makes you respected when you have knowledge. Number what is next one? 5. SSS. I call it SSS. Self-support services. Self-support what? If you want to remain an attractive person, please take care of how you look. It's God that made you, but you will put the finishing touches. Are you here, somebody? You will put what? Finishing touches. The mistake people make is that they think it's not God that created bench or chair. God made tree. It is human beings that made bench. You will put the finishing touches. So, basic things like knowing the hairstyle that makes you look fine. Learn it. It's not every learning thing you can use. You know you have big tummy. Girls are now wearing crop top, open belly. You too, carry your own belly. Hide it now. They are wearing stretch jeans, but you know your leg is like yam. Don't wear. It's not everything they are wearing you must wear. Know the things, self-support. Know the things that make you finer. Know the hairstyles that work for you. Know the dress styles that work for you, that bring out your positives. Are you here, somebody? Self-support services. If you know you're overweight, work on your weight. Like I said, you can't be eating fufu. Fufu is full, full. You're eating fufu at 10 p.m. You will full, full. Are you here, somebody? Put moderation to what you're eating and all those things. Do some exercise so that you maintain a good weight and figure. Are you getting what I'm saying? Even 10 years into marriage, 20 years into marriage, your husband still wants you to look fine. So keep fit. Watch what you eat. Still do some exercise. See, women too like men that have good stature. You can't have big tummy that before you enter the house, your tummy has entered 1 minute ago. Are you here, somebody? Self-support services. Know the hairstyle that fits you. Know the dressing that fits you. Are you here, somebody? It's not everything that fits you. Number what? Number six. I'll probably stop here because my time is almost over. Be a loving and giving person. Be a what? Loving and giving person. Nobody can resist a giver. All givers are attractive. Are you here, somebody? All givers are what? Be a loving and giving person. Once you're a lover and a giver, people are drawn to you. A generous person always has many friends. Are you here, somebody? I'm not saying you are giving to manipulate people. I'm saying as a nature, you are used to serving. You are used to being kind. You are used to being helpful. When you see people in need, you just help. Not because you are manipulating them to marry you. Because some people say, Pastor, I used to be a giving person, but people used me. You wanted something in return. When you are really giving from your heart, people can't use you because you have already given it to them. Are you getting what I'm saying? Be a loving and giving person. There's something attractive about a really loving and giving person. People can sense it. Pastor M mentioned those stories. Rebecca was fetching water for an old man that was not an eligible bachelor. Many young girls today won't even talk to somebody that's not an eligible bachelor. Once they don't like the boy, he doesn't have car. It is the look at his shoe. Look at him up to down. Say, who is this one greeting? Humble yourself before God humiliates you. Are you here, somebody? Humble yourself before God, what? Humiliate you. Be very careful. The way I say, see, this one is talking to me. You're not even a graduate. You that you are graduate, what have you done with your graduates? Are you here, somebody? Calm down. When I married my wife, she had a master's degree. I had OND. You know OND? O means ordinary. N is national. National is Nigeria. If something is ordinary in Nigeria. Stop being too proud. Say, I can't talk to somebody that is not a graduate. If you don't have at least master's degree, don't talk to me. Calm down. Nowadays, people can go to school online. They can become graduate in 3, 4, 5 years. They can even have master's. Now I have honorary doctorate degree. But I had OND that time. Are you getting what I'm saying? She has ordinary master's now. Ordinary master's. It's ordinary master's she has. Me, I'm now Dr. Kingsley. Are you getting what I'm saying, somebody? So calm down. Be a loving and giving person. That girl fetched water for 10 camels. She didn't know she was doing it for her future husband. She was just serving. She was just serving. Don't be in a church, in a city, in a place, and you are not involved in any community service, either in church or outside. You're not serving anybody. Everybody serves you. Everywhere you go, if you're not gaining, you don't stay. See, many times, your blessings are hidden in your sacrifice. Your blessing is hidden there. She shared again roots. Ruth was in nowadays when you use Ruth's story to talk about go and position, go and lie, stay near a man to see you, go and position. That's not what the story is about. It's about dedication and service. God always rewards service. Are you here, somebody? Be a loving and giving person. Don't be too selfish. Everything is what's in it for me. What do I stand to gain? It's not every time you must gain. Because as you keep giving, one day God will see it. And lastly, in closing, number 7, to be a more attractive person. Live a holy life. Live what? A holy life. Because one thing that happens that as you serve the Lord, there is a glow that comes on you when you serve the Lord. Many young people, they have one leg in the world and one leg in God. So they never get the fullness of both worlds. If you want to really enjoy God, serve God completely. You will see that God never fails those that serve him. Hebrews 11:6. He says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He said, those that come to him must believe that he is. And he is a what? A rewarder of those that what? I don't care how old you are. Listen to me. I don't care how old you are. I don't care whether you think men are scarce in Uyo or not. If you are diligently seek the Lord, they say he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. Can I pray for you this evening? Father, I pray for everyone that diligently has been seeking you and serving you. I pray that this will be their season of reward. I said this will be their season of reward. I pray, Lord, your word says that you reward those. You're a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. Lord, your daughters and your sons have been serving you faithfully. Lord, today we call in a season of reward in the name of Jesus. The power of delay is broken from their lives. They will meet that man and woman of their dreams in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Come on, give the Lord a big hand.